Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. I have two guests from Southport today, Kathy and Bill Furplus. They are the owners of the historic Amuse You Theater in downtown Southport. It's at 111 North Howe Street, and they put on great concerts there from time to time, and the next one is coming up this weekend and next. It's called Rock and Roll Here to Stay. So Kathy and Bill Furplus, welcome, and thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, first of all, for those of us that don't know much about it, tell us about the Amuse You Theater and your history with it.
The Amuse You was built by my grandfather, who was a builder, and he had a small theater next door for 5 or 6 years and finished this one in 1918. Ran as a movie theater until 1980. My grandfather and father ran it. My mother and I ran it until 1980. And since then, it's been used in 3 of the movies shot around here, and we've had about 20 plays and a number of concert music variety shows. Mm-hmm. So we're up to one right now.
There you go. And you're not wanting to restore it to be a movie theater so much as
we would like to be able to run some movies in there, some classic movies and some independent movies, and be able to have concerts and possibly some plays again.
So both a movie theater and a stage theater, right? And for musicals and everything. Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about this concert that's coming up called Rock and Roll Here to Stay. Isn't this your third one of these rock and roll concerts?
This is our third annual rock and roll show. It's been so well received by our public that they just keep asking us to bring it back. And it's so much fun to do that. And it's all live performance. So we're really looking forward to having this type of crowd again and performing this fun music.
Now, Kathy, you kind of put it all together and direct it, but Bill's the music man who picks out the pieces, right?
Yes, he does. We start off with a list of about 100 songs from the top 40 from 1955 to 1965, and then we narrow it down after we have auditions. We have an open audition periodically throughout the year, and we're auditioning not just for this show, but other shows that we have coming up later in the year, and people just come from all over Brunswick County, and we've just been very fortunate. And then we narrow the selection of songs based on the talent that we receive.
Ah, I see how that all kind of works together. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the talent that you have for this particular show. By the way, the show is Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 at the Amuse You Theater. You've got, 15 singers and then a lot of backup musicians?
Yes, we have a cast of 15, and they're just a mixture of men and women, and they do all types of performances. We've got everything from Etta James at Last to the Temptations doing one of their most moving numbers where they have all the choreography to back them up. There's just a little bit of everything. We've even got a little country thrown in with Conway Twitty and Patsy Cline. So it's just an amazing mix. We've got Elvis, our own Elvis, and actually Elvis is returning for his third show. He's one of our veterans, and he also plays in the band.
We've been wondering where Elvis is.
Well, yeah. He's hidden.
He's in the building at the Amuse You Theater.
Yes, he is, and we only allow him to perform in the Amuse You at this point in time. But he's amazing and a real crowd pleaser. But yes, we have quite a mixture.
So those are some of your singers. How about some of your instrumentalists?
We have a live band, rock and roll band that performs. We have a couple of people who run a music shop in Southport. And then we have two guitar players, our band, our drummer. We have a violinist and harmonica player. He comes and does several numbers. And then we have a saxophone over on the side. And I play keyboard. So we learn all of the songs and play them live for the performers. And we try to cater to them because, after all, they are the soloist. And we have the front lead person, plus we have backup on just about every piece. There's a group of backup singers who provide that harmony in the background that's so important.
Who does the choreography?
We have Amy and Matt McCarthy, who are extremely valuable in that they do a little bit of everything. And Amy does all of our choreography. Now, she works with the girls and the guys, too. They have their own ideas, and they watch a lot of YouTube to get ideas for what type of background is appropriate, because we try to present the music in as an original format as possible. Uh-huh. He's such a buff on the era that he insists on it being as close to the original production as possible.
So, right.
But Amy does that, and she and Matt also do all of our sound and lights and the set design, set construction, everything. They are just an amazing couple, and we're very fortunate to have them.
So there is a set?
Oh, yes. It doesn't change too much for this type of concert venue as it would, you know, when you are designing a set for a full-blown play or musical or something like that. But there are little things that suggest the different auras of this particular period. We have a lot of flashing lights, and we even have a disco ball that turns around.
You gotta have it.
Yes.
How about costumes? Are the performers attempting to dress in the style of the era?
Absolutely. That's another thing that Amy does. She travels around and
busy.
Looks for costumes constantly. Oh, wow. She's really a master at the era, and she looks for, you know, that particular look for each piece, and the costumes change up every time the performers come out on the stage.
Oh.
You'll see a different idea of interpretation for that particular song.
Great. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Kathy and Bill Furplus, who are the owners of the historic Amuse You Theater in downtown Southport at 111 North Howe Street. They have a show coming up this weekend, and it runs again next weekend, called Rock and Roll Here to Stay. It's Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 at the Amuse You, with live local musicians backing up 15 singers. There's costumes, there's a set, there's lights, and there's 30-plus hits of the best decade. We'll ask Bill about that. The best decade in rock and roll from 1955 to 1965. Bill, why do you consider this the best decade in rock and roll?
When you hear generally a classic rock and roll, it's from that time period, most of it. And that was, I guess, the time period when I started listening to the radio. So.
Uh-huh.
But I will say that every song in this show, none of these songs were in either of the other shows. Every single song is for the first time on our stage. So.
Wow.
We repeated Rock Around the Clock last year from the first year, and everything else was new there, but everything is new this year.
Wow. So talk about some of the artists and some of the songs from that era that we can expect to hear.
Well, Kathy might have mentioned some there, but Elvis with Don't Be Cruel and All Shook Up. Stay by Maurice Williams, who was very popular in the beach area. Dedicated to the One I Love. Temptations of Where You Do the Things You Do. Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces.
Mm.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. And My Wife Goes Crazy on the Piano on that one. So this Magic Moment This Magic Moment was a hit by the Drifters and later by Jay and the Americans, but we do the Drifters version because we're in that time period.
Okay.
And then we end it with Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay, a Danny and the Juniors song, probably not quite as popular as At the Hop that they did, but it was their probably second biggest hit. We throw one instrumental in, Tequila.
And just to highlight our saxophone player.
There you go.
And the first year we did the show, Clay Cole, who was a New York TV personality, was in our show, and he passed away, unfortunately, that December. But he started a sort of a twist tradition where we give the audience a chance to dance. And we've got Twist and Shout in this one, which was a hit by the Isley Brothers and the Beatles during that time period.
So is that the only Beatles stuff that shows up? Because they came over in 1964.
Right. I think it is. We did some in the previous shows. We did I Want to Hold Your Hand, I think. But in the first show, actually, I think that was just a recording playing on that one to end the show. But most of it is prior to the Beatles.
Okay.
We wanted to get the Temptations in there. And they were about the same time.
Sounds like you did. Now let's talk in the time that we have left about the theater itself, its capacity, its atmosphere, and we'll talk about its current renovations. How big is the Amuse You Theater?
Seating capacity right at this moment, I think we've got 110 to 112 seats.
Okay.
If we ever, or when we ever, I'll say, be more positive, and when we get our regular theater seats in there, which is in their long-range plan, we should be able to up that considerably to at least 160 or 70 seats.
Okay.
So we've just put in all new handicapped restrooms. We had torn our old restrooms out, and we had to really make do without those. But these are ADA compliant, meet all codes and everything. We've done a whole lot of rewiring electrical work in the auditorium, so auditorium still needs some work, the facade needs some work, and the stage needs to be completely rebuilt. So there's still a lot to do. And I will say these shows help a great deal toward raising money for that, but there are other expenses like the light bill, the insurance and all. And I keep having to go into my retirement savings to pay the bills because the shows do not raise enough money for construction. Is very expensive.
I know. But how wonderful to save this theater that your grandfather built.
It's
a great goal.
It's like a piece of my family, and we just have to keep plugging along with it.
There you go. And I'm sure you have other folks that care about it, too, and are right in
there
with you.
Yes, we do. It's a lot of them. Well, a lot of people that have moved there, but a lot of them that have grown up in Southport that, concerned about it Mm-hmm. But a lot that have moved in really reminds them a lot of the little theater in the town they lived in, which is now gone probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Next year is the 100th anniversary, so that we're planning a big celebration for that.
Sounds great. The concert is this weekend and next on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 at the Historic Amuse You Theater in downtown Southport, 111 North Howe Street. It's called Rock and Roll Here to Stay. It's a third of these concerts. They've been very popular, so you might want to get your tickets ahead of time. Tickets are $15 each. They're available from the Ricky Evans Gallery in Southport and also from the Southport Oak Island Chamber of Commerce. So you can find those pretty easily and get yourself all ready to roll. Did you have something else you wanted to say?
Three of those days are practically sold out.
Really?
So, if they're interested in going, they really need to get on it quick. Okay. This is not a sales pitch. This is a fact.
Okay, well, let me give you the phone number, Sandy. You can get your ticket from the Ricky Evans Gallery in Southport by calling 457-1129 or the Southport Oak Island Chamber of Commerce at 457-6963. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good. Kathy and Bill Furplus from the Historic Amuse You Theater.